You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This track is by Kieran Taher. It's called You All I Need. And it's from Teeth Clippers Presents Don't Bite Your Tongue, which is an awesome compilation coming out on Friday, raising money for the Mental Health Foundation of New Zealand. And we're going to be speaking to the organiser of that comp and the brains behind Teeth Clippers, Emmanuel, very, very shortly. That is an excellent track from Kieran Taher, and that is called You All I Need. That's from a new compilation coming out on Friday. Teeth Clippers Presents Don't Bite Your Tongue. We've got Emmanuel, who is the brains behind Teeth Clippers, on the line. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm great, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. What's the outlook in Pōneke this morning?
No, it is grey. I was like, oh, maybe it's going to be blue skies. No, it is still overcast, but we're used to it now.
Excellent. Yeah, it is. It's the changeable season right now, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
This is a very cool comp that you have put together and raising money for a very good cause, the Mental Health Foundation of New Zealand. You've got all sorts of great people on here. Kiru Kalo, Alice Agnes, Peach Milk, Uber Driver, lots of awesome people that we're big fans of here at BFM. Tell us a little bit about how this all came to be, Emmanuel. What went on when you were putting this together?
Basically the motivation was I was in, the idea kind of came to me when we were in lockdown, It was just quite a quick lockdown, as obviously you guys are very well aware, and spending a lot of time inside, just thinking about, you know, seeing a lot of people that I know, like the people you just mentioned, kind of, you know, actively in the studio making stuff. And I just thought it's quite interesting how we're all making a lot of music, and it's not as much as we're making is coming out. So I thought, why don't we try and put something out together? Because I know I can be a little bit apprehensive about putting out music, and I had chats to a couple of the other artists and they were the same. And I thought maybe if we do it all together, kind of remove a little bit of that, that apprehensiveness. And then I just thought it kind of ties in well to the whole mental health thing, just being in lockdown, being kind of isolated. And yeah, that's kind of how it formed. Honestly, it only started with a couple tracks. I had a few friends in Wellington that I hit up, and then I thought, oh, maybe I'll just reach out to this person. I know them, they're cool. And then I was a couple of people I'd never even met them, and I just reached out to them. And I have to just give it up to all the artists, man. It's all them, because they really were just so easy to work with, provided such incredible music. And I just kind of coordinated things a little bit, but seriously, it's all them, eh?
It's a really nice thing, I think, to have that sense of community, which is something that we normally experience, you know, in the club or at a gig or in a festival. And that's something that in the last, you know, 18 months, we've really had to radically reevaluate how we connect with community in the music space. And I am really sort of impressed with the many ways that people have been trying to reach out and support each other across this time, and music is a very good tool for that. This is a really cool comp having a very sort of dance focus to it. You run a dance evening, you know, regularly in Pōneki. What is it about dance music that you think kind of lends itself to this kind of community space?
Well, I think a big part of it for me, what pulled me, and I think other people might agree with this, is like when you're going into a club, it's a really kind of unique setting to dance to, in the sense that it's like it's usually completely dark. You know, there's so many people in there. There's lights. You feel like you can just kind of slip into the crowd and just be yourself. And I quite like that. And I think that's what kind of enhances that feeling of community. I know down at the nights that we run, there's a real special energy in there. People come down, and I really try and make it as inclusive of a space as possible so that people can just kind of let go. We run them on Friday night, so everyone's just come from work, and we can all kind of connect, you know, after that long hard work week, and just let go, and the gigs go for quite a while as well, so you get to kind of get loose and let it all out.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a good space to, as you say, just be yourself, which is also the name of your contribution to this record. Is that what you were thinking about when you were making that track then?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something I've been trying to think about more over the past however many years. I mean, speaking of mental health, I've been feeling a lot of kind of, you know, I've been taking a bit of time to reflect on my own kind of journey, and feeling quite a tension and a friction from, you know, kind of just being, trying to act like maybe a different person, or trying to act like someone that I think other people expect me to be, or kind of just just trying to put myself into a different space that isn't really unique to me. So one thing I've been working on personally is just trying to be a bit more myself, and just lean into who I am, and my music. I've been trying to put that in more, so that's where the name of the track kind of came from.
Did you know when you were thinking about this compilation that you wanted it to be a fundraiser for the Mental Health Foundation? Was that something you kind of knew from the get-go, or was that something that came second?
No, definitely was from the get-go. I mean, I kind of thought, when I thought about it, I just thought this is a little bit of a no-brainer, because, you know, we've got, like, if you're going to purchase the compilation, like, you're supporting New Zealand artists who are releasing their music, some of them for the first time. You're also donating to a really fantastic cause. And I had spoken initially to the Mental Health Foundation. I got to say, massive shout out to them, because they have been incredibly supportive, incredibly cool, and easy to work with.
Awesome.
And just working with them just made the whole process like a whole lot easier. But I definitely had them in mind, from the get-go.
It's one of those things, I think, we are getting a little bit better as a country at talking about mental health, but it's still a very taboo topic, and it's still something that we don't have enough funding for, we don't have enough support for, and our music communities suffer a lot because it's a precarious industry, and particularly at the moment, people are doing it really hard financially. It is nice to see people from the community stepping up and supporting each other in this way. What would you like to see? I mean, it's a big question, but I think we are all thinking about it at the moment. What would you like to see for the music community in terms of supports and maybe encouragement from some funding bodies or from central government at the moment, just moving forward, because it is a hard time financially and emotionally for people in this space.
That's a massive question, and you know, I do feel somewhat like, I don't know if I'm necessarily the best person to answer that question, but I do think that more projects like this, I mean, I've seen other you know, organizations and people in New Zealand kind of doing things that are raising money. I think if we have that crossover between you know, supporting artists and supporting creatives while also bringing, you know, some awareness to good causes and informing people, then that's going to be a step in the right direction, I believe. I think it's only a matter of time before more funding bodies start to get behind projects such as this. But in saying that, I mean, it's not, it all starts with the people anyway. I mean, it's obviously great to have more resources to be able to do more when it comes to projects like this. But I think we're pretty lucky with the amount of just incredible creative people that we have here. And just the kind of general attitude in New Zealand of helping each other out. I found that through this project. It's been a pleasant pleasant experience, yeah.
Yeah, that sense of solidarity is pretty special. Speaking of the people and the reason we do it all, I wanted to ask you about favourite club memories or moments for you, because you have been putting on club nights for some time now. What's been some of your favourites in recent times that you had looked back on and feel really stoked with?
Well, I think for me, like, the whole Teeth Clippers thing, like, is basically centered around the kind of UK sound, like garage breaks, and then like a bit of bass, jungle, 160, and before Teeth Clippers was on, the club 121 where we run the nights was predominantly like house and techno, and it was a bit of a risk, like going in and just throwing like a full breaks and garage.
Oh, we might have lost Emmanuel. Hopefully he comes back. Sometimes this happens with our connection. If not, we will jump into his track. Oh, you're back, Emmanuel.
Hello. Check. 1, 2. Apologies.
That's all right.
Sorry about that.
Tell us about breaks. Yeah, That's where we were, I think.
Okay, we're at breaks. Yeah. No, I was just saying to the special club memories, what's been like the best is just seeing people in Wellington get down to that kind of music. Yeah. And it's been like all credit to the people who have been coming through. We've had Texture from Christchurch, Peach Milk, Dylan Biscuit, all these people coming through and just absolutely shredding, and now it's like we're actually starting to see people like show out for this kind of music. And cool. I'm just there's been a lot of special moments, but just seeing that kind of shift and a bit more of a space opening up for that kind of music in Wellington has been incredible.
I think it's also cool to see that having a bit of a moment across the country. There's definitely people playing that particular type of music up here in Tamaki, and of course in Christchurch you've got the Big Fresh Collective doing a lot down there as well, and I think it's really nice to hear that sound coming to the front at the moment. It's certainly a very wholesome community attached to it too, which is really nice.
Absolutely.
I think we should listen to your track from this excellent compilation. It's coming out on Friday. You can pre-order, I think, three. If you pre-order it, you get three songs now. Is that right?
That's correct.
Kieran's track, you get Paige, Julia and Dubsy, and you also get She. Those are the three you get now. But there's Peach Milk, Clay Louie, Benny Balance, Sir Wobble the Third, aka Eden Burns, which is a good alias he's going by there, and many others as well. It's a really great compilation, so props to you for putting it together. And it's called Don't Bite Your Tongue. You can find it on teethclippers.bandcamp.com. All the money going to the Mental Health Foundation. Emmanuel, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning and for putting together this awesome comp. I hope we get to see you in the club sometime in the not too distant future.
Thank you very much, and just want to say a massive shout out to BFM for just having us on and playing the tracks and supporting the project. It means a lot. And big shout out to everyone in Tamaki Makaurau. I know you guys are going through a tough time right now, but we're thinking of you down here.
Oh, shot, mate, that's really nice. Thanks. Boom, 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 boom
pop out. You want to hear like a real connection with people, you know?
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.